Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay, Carlos, you might have given away the number 20 a little prematurely, but now you get number 28 in your lineup today, JD Martinez. I know that was your number, and then he took it from you. How good is it just to finally write his name in the lineup card today?
No, I'm not going to lie. It's a good feeling, you know. He's one of those that you are in elite hitter, you know. Guy with his background and how much he knows and how much he produces is huge, you know. But at the same time, you know, we can put all the pressure on him, you know. We feel good about, the other guys that we got here. And adding that type of hitter obviously makes our lineup a lot deeper. But at the end of the day, I want JD to be himself, you know, don't try to be a hero all the time. Just, you know, take that pressure off himself, because I know obviously there's a lot of expectations and things like that. And now we got JD back. But look, we've been – you know, we got a pretty good offense. You know, we got pretty good hitters. And like I said, he's only going to make us better.
I know today the fans are going to expect him to hit, you know, 4-for-4 with four home runs, but this is his opening day. So what are your expectations, knowing this is a player, this is a human being, he's going to get acclimated here?
No, it's just to go out there and have fun, you know. I'm not expecting him to go out there and you know, and do crazy things, you know. But he's a really good hitter. He's an elite player. And I wouldn't be surprised, right? But at the end of the day, I just want him to be himself. And this is something that I already talked to him about that. Like, hey, don't think that you're going to come here and, oh, here we go. We got – no. Because like I say, we got really good hitters around him. And it just makes us a lot deeper.
You sent Zach Short out. What did DJ Stewart do over the first couple of weeks to kind of solidify that he's a guy you want to stick with?
Yeah, the left-handed bat, and he's going to give you quality at bats. You know, this is a guy that not only controls the strike zone, but he can do damage, you know. And then he provides a little bit of versatility in the outfield, a little bit of first base, and he's that left-handed bat that you could have off the bench, you know, especially when you're facing some of these tough righties coming out of pen with some of these teams. So he brings that, and he's been a huge part of this team, you know, so far.
The other day in San Francisco against Logan Webb, you said you wanted to see some better in-game adjustments. Miles Michaelis, the starter for the Cardinals, doesn't profile exactly like Webb, but he's a sinker baller. He likes to try to do the same things that Webb does. So what is the approach going into this matchup tonight?
We got to get him in the zone. You know, we know he's going to throw sinkers, sliders, breaking balls, you know, not chasing is going to be, especially those sinkers in and off, or, you know, the slider down and away. Like, we got to get him in the zone and do damage.
Jose Buto, from the outside, it looked like he didn't want anything to do with, you know, Betts, Ohtani, and Freeman, but it all worked out for him, even though he threw a lot of pitches against the Dodgers. But what have you liked about his, maybe that strategy, or just trying to carry that success into this outing tonight?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that was a strategy, you know. He's just one of those that, you know, he walked really good hitters. And the thing that I like about that outing is he kept making pitches, you know. He was one of those where I think he went for the fifth inning, when by the third he was at 70-some pitches, you know. And I'm thinking, all right, there's going to be another heavy bullpen day. But he kept making pitches. His body language, you know, his demeanor on the mound. And again, this is a guy that uses all of his pitches, and I want to see him attacking the strike zone a little bit more. But I'm feeling good about him.
Carlos, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.